Yo, grinders, welcome to the Grind Daily Podcast, where we are uncovering the hustle. Welcome to the intro episode. I'm Carson Sweezy. Today we're going to highlight what our show and community are all about to give you an idea of what's to be expected for the upcoming episodes. Before we launch into the episode, shout out to Cole Ross and Soul for the fresh beats there in the intro. Appreciate it, guys. Keep up the hustle. Keep up the grind. So let's jump on into the intro. Grind Daily tells the story of the grinder, the hustler fighting for their dreams to come true. We interview entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, athletes, world travelers, you name it, anyone who's out there hustling, out there grinding. We love hearing their story and sharing it with our audience. The community is for the young and young at heart that surround themselves with like-minded and inspiring individuals, grinders, and hustlers. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-founders here, Jenny and Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Carson.
Howdy.
Hey, guys. Brief intro for the listeners out there. Who are you?
I'm Jenny Valme. I'm a real estate agent and property manager in Northern Virginia.
I am Sam Valme. I am a software consultant, real estate agent, entrepreneur, dreamer, lover, and friend.
And master organizer.
And master of organization.
So guys, let's give the listeners some insight into where the podcast came from for any first-time listener. So we all met at real estate investing meetups, right? And we were definitely the three youngest people at these investing meetups, and also the only three young people under the age of like maybe 40. So not that there's anything wrong with old people, but
they're gonna die soon.
But they're gonna die. We like learning from old people, sure, but it's cool to meet and network with young people too, right? So that was kind of like the motivation, right? Was networking with other young people. We wanted somewhere to do that.
I think one of the biggest things for me was wanting to network with people who were in the same struggle as we were. So working hard and working smart on their businesses, trying to figure out how to make it work. And it's great, like you said, Carson, it's great to learn from older people who've already experienced it, but it's a totally different ballgame when you're learning from people who are doing it at the same time as you are.
And we also wanted to create a environment where you did not have to meet up necessarily once a week. You didn't have, or once a month for that matter, where you could kind of gather the information when it was most convenient for you, wherever you were. So that really made podcasting the platform of choice. It's a modern platform. Folks understand it. You really have no limit to the amount of content you can create, and people can access it from anywhere. So it's a big factor there.
Yeah, so we don't necessarily have time to meet up every month for coffee at any hour of the day, really, right? So the virtual platform became crucial. You can do it on your own time, listen to the podcast when you want, where you want, re-listen to it. So yeah, and the other thing too, we all like podcast, as it were. We like, I know Jenny listens to Being Boss podcast. We all listen to Bigger Pockets, the real estate investing podcast, and learned so much from all of them. So it just became a really good platform to talk to people and network and meet other young hustlers, other young grinders out there, anyone who's grinding, doing cool stuff. Yeah, so what it's really turned into is an interesting platform, not only a networking thing, but now Grind Daily is providing this platform that cool entrepreneurs, musicians, artists, people we talked about can get their message across and share their story and really use it like a stage. It's cool to see one of our first guests, Brian Wish. We have the weekly call out section where the guest can call out another grinder who's out there hustling. And most guests, you know, they're going to normally give out a weekly call out. Brian Wish calls out a ton of great people and we're interviewing a handful of them. And it's just really cool when the platform turns into something that other people are motivated by and they find the value in networking with other people and bringing those connections to the table. So Brian was just really interested in, like, honestly, the message that we had and thought he knew other people too that would be curious as well. And that's just grown into other things.
And to add on to that, Carson, I think that it is one of the greatest ways to give back to your generation is to provide content and create a collaborative atmosphere where people can truly share ideas. Because we live in a world with many folks who would rather be silent and not share and not expand and grow their networks and to be part of a program where we can help folks grow within themselves and within their businesses. It's definitely an honor to everyone that listens.
I agree. It's definitely about sharing the message and sharing the hustle. So it's really cool seeing where Grindo is going. I hope everyone enjoys our first episodes coming out here and checks us out on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram. We'll have all the links in the show notes here. And just grind out there, guys. Keep grinding. If you are a fellow grinder and would like to share your message and your story, let us know. We'd love to chat with you and hear what you're all about. Hashtag Grindaily. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to the intro, and look out for the first 10 episodes launching soon.